Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic and conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
All right, Brewer and Geo coming to you live from the Built Ford Tough Studio on the Fan and CBS Sports Network. Our pal Joey from Yonkers sent me a note saying the other reason why this game is at 9 p.m. is the West Series ended early. If there was another one of those games that had happened, then the Knicks wouldn't be at 9 p.m. So a lot of factors had to go in, but it wasn't because the Philadelphia 76ers wanted to make the game late so Knicks fans couldn't go down there.
The interesting thing with the Islanders losing to the Hurricanes last night and the Hurricanes now having to play the Rangers, I'm not sure when this series is going to start because, much like the Milwaukee Bucks did last night without Giannis, Toronto without Austin Matthews goes into Boston and wins a game and keeps that series alive.
Right.
I mean, so
They've started second round series when there's a game
other ones
seven.
Going, yes, I know.
They have done that.
I don't know if it's Sunday or possibly Monday, I would think, is when that's going to start. That's what I would think. But, you know, you also have Western Conference games going on. But it's just amazing that two teams last night showed up without their respective stars and won games.
Yeah, I think they're going to play game one of Rangers Hurricanes at 7 a.m. on Sunday, so you have to miss it because you're doing the bike tour. That's where they're going to play it. It's going to be a crazy fun series, just like this Knicks-Sixers series has turned into. Could have been over last night, but obviously didn't go that way. Steven, Staten Island. What's going on, Steven?
What's up?
Hey, man.
Fan for a long time.
Well, thanks. What do you got for us this morning?
Well, my concern is I noticed that throughout the season, not any specific game, but I raised a concern to my father in the last game of the regular season when they got that 50th win. Mm-hmm. And my concern was that when the playoffs come around, does this team have the mental poise when they have the win in these moments of promise to hold on to that win?
Wow.
Because I remember in that last minute of that 50th win, they started turning the ball over like crazy. They're making sloppy passes across the court. And yesterday, they had that six-point lead. And for some reason, there's almost that feeling of being flustered.
Right. Well, all right, let me ask you. So you gave two examples of the bad. But what about game four? What about game two? What about game one down the stretch where they made more plays than the Sixers did? So, yeah, you have two examples of them turning the ball over late in games. And by the way, you know, they ended up winning that last game of the season against the Bulls. So I think there's just as many examples of them having the mental and physical fortitude at the end of these games to win. Actually, more examples of them doing that than not.
Is there a level of maybe, like, doing too much sometimes, though?
Well, Jalen Brunson tried in overtime specifically to do too much, but you know this is one of those thread the needle things, Steven, and thanks for the call. It's like Jalen Brunson,
He's our superstar. He's the guy we waited for years. He's the one that we need the ball in his hands. And then if he's passing up a shot at some point, you know, and passes it to somebody else and they miss the shot, then we're probably on him saying, you take the shot. You're the superstar. But he, after scoring the first 5 points of overtime, nobody had a problem with him then taking the shots and taking over. But then he started missing and he was turning the ball over and it wasn't him. And, you know, the couple times he tried to pass in overtime were miserable. So he just fell apart. He after scoring those first 5 points in overtime, he was bad.
But I also know that, like, I know what Steven's talking about. There's a helter-skelter nature to some of the things that happen towards the end of the game, whether it be a Josh Hart overthrowing Ananobi, whether it be Ananobi having his turnover problems in the lane, or whether it be, you know, Jalen Brunson, you know. So the whole game is going on. And Batum is on Brunson because they're just trying to get somebody with some length on the guy to get a hand in his face. And he goes up, and it looks like it's going to be a three-point shot by him. And then, you know, Hartenstein does this, the right thing. He goes right to the basket, and then Jalen throws it out of bounds. And Jalen, you can see he was frustrated with himself for putting, you know, him in that situation. So, yeah, there's a helter-skelter nature to basketball anyway. And the guys that usually handle that pressure and make their free throws when you're supposed to,
yeah,
the game is over. I mean, the collection of situations that happen with 28 seconds left to go and up by six, the things that happened for the 76ers, much like what happened for the Knicks at the end of game two, like things happen that you don't usually see happening.
Right. And one thing was apparent. The Sixers played harder defensively in this game than they have the entire series.
But they were down six.
No, I know.
28 seconds ago.
But my point is that you're probably going to see that same defensive effort the rest of the way. But they, I think part of the reason why it looked more helter-skelter was they were just playing better defensively.
But you know when Jalen threw the ball to Miles McBride and he makes the shot from the free throw?
Yeah, that I thought had won the game.
Right, but I mean, that's the kind of way you got to handle late-game situations. You know, find the open guy make the shot. Doesn't always have to be a three-pointer. You know, I mean, so, I don't know. He played seven guys. Three of those seven played over 50 minutes or more. Woof. That's a lot of basketball, and that's a lot of intensity.
Let's go to Kevin in South Jersey. What's going on, Kevin?
Hey, good morning, guys. How's it going?
All right, Kev, what's happening, brother?
Nothing much, Booms. I was wondering if you left the NFL today, man, to become Precious Chua's agent.
Now, listen, do you understand why I say I'd like to see a little bit of him in these games?
I mean, yeah, everybody's gassed, and they play everybody, you know, 55 minutes a game. I'd love to see him out there, too, but, Jesus, I think you have money on this guy.
Well, I'll tell you what, he's a winner. He wins, and he plays defense. He gets rebounds.
Excuse me.
Yes. And they got him. I don't know. The only time they use him is when somebody gets hurt or they're in foul trouble. And all he does is go out there and make plays.
Oh, he certainly was a huge factor in game four. There's no doubt about it.
I was just
it.
Thinking last night late, you know, late in this game. And I'm not saying that he should be in there for Mitchell Robinson. Maybe for Ananobi. Give Ananobi a break. And I know he's not the offensive guy that Ananobi is, but he is a defensive guy, and he does get rebounds, and he would be springing off the floor getting those rebounds. I just said, again, like I told you, he was a big part of that 50-win season, and I know they're only going to use him when they need him, but, I you know, 5-10 minutes here or there, maybe go smaller because Embiid is beat up, and we could see Brunson going around Embiid last night a couple times, except for the last time because Embiid got there and actually made the block.
Yeah.
But I don't know. I'm just a guy that thinks that everybody needs to have skin in the game, and he's one of those guys that help you win game four and was now stapled to the bench in game five.
Yeah, I mean, really, you talk about that Jalen Brunson pass to Deuce McBride in that basket. That was actually for me, pump the fist situation watching the game. I was like, "That they won the game with that. It's over." It's like they won the game. And then they showed the slow-mo, and Josh Hart did the same thing. Like, yeah. And I was that at that moment, I was mentally in the second round. Right there. I was mentally in the second round. They did it. It's over. They're fine. They're going to be okay. And then it was just a mess from there on out. And I'm just thinking about all these opportunities that were missed. But I think there's a better chance that they blow out the Sixers in Game 6 to lose the game.
Here we go again. All right, now listen.
I think there's a better chance that they blow out the Sixers than lose the game.
You have got to stop.
Why? Why?
Because you basically tried to guarantee a win yesterday, and I didn't want to bring it up.
What I say has no bearing on the outcome of these games.
I'm just telling you.
You know it. Embiid himself, maybe what he says has a bearing on the outcome of the games because he's actually playing in them.
Well, he did say he guaranteed that they were going to win the series.
Right, but so, I mean, what I say here has no bearing on the series.
And you said that they were going to win Game 5.
I did. And I don't think you said they weren't. Did you?
I didn't say they were or they weren't. I just said just go and keep your head down and play basketball and go get a win. That's pretty simple.
Yeah. But I'm just, you know
how I am about these things.
Touch the cup.
Yeah, but this is the way I feel. I'm not going to couch it because of some silly jinx. Not going to do it.
Just respect the sport, respect the players that play the sport, except maybe Embiid because he's a dirty player.
Well, I was going to say, I do. I've given a ton of credit where it's due, especially with Tyrese Maxey. And the fact that they, you know, Oubre and Batum last night defensively were difference makers, I'll give credit there. But it doesn't mean that I don't believe in my team. And I think that what happened to them is going to inspire them more than they've been inspired the entire season. They're going to come out and they're going to win Game 6.
They will.
And you can't tell me that after all the negativity.
You said that they were going to win Game 5.
Okay. I don't predict the future.
Win Game 6.
I mean, I'm not Oz the Mentalist. You know what I'm saying?
You said that they were going to win Game 5.
Yeah, okay.
And I let you say that. I didn't stop you from saying that. I know you felt comfortable and confident.
I said they were going to win Game 4. They did that. You had no problem with that one.
It's the only one
I'm wrong. You bring it up.
No, that's not true. You said that the Knicks will win this series because they're the better team. And I haven't argued that.
Yeah.
I haven't stopped you from being confident about that.
Well, you're starting to.
No, I'm not. You're starting to stop me. No, I'm not stopping you.
Yes, you are.
No, I'm not.
You said, just hold on a second here. Respect the sport. Respect the game. That's exactly what you're doing. You're stopping me from being confident.
You're not respecting their sport and you're not respecting the game. That's all.
I 100% am.
Listen.
And by the way, being proud of my team and believing in my team, there's nothing wrong with that. Nothing at all. And that's the opposite of the way I've been for my entire life with my sports teams. I'm always glass half empty. I'm always thinking they're going to blow it.
So now you're changed. Now you're saying you're changing in this particular instance.
Because I actually do believe in them. Okay. All these other times I have not.
By the way, I believe in them too. And I've been believing in them ever since Jalen Brunson got here. And there's no reason not to believe in them. But, you know, to verbalize what you're verbalizing and how you're verbalizing is just goes against everything that I believe. That's all.
So you don't believe the Knicks is what you're saying?
No, I do believe
you said
Knicks.
Everything I'm verbalizing is
what you're
going
verbalizing. You verbalized that they're going to win and they're going to blow them out.
I said no. See that
a better chance?
Words in the mouth spot. I said that there's a better chance that they blow them out than they lose the game.
Is there any chance that they get blown out?
Of course, there's a chance.
Okay.
But I don't think it's likely.
I don't think it's likely either. And just because of the nature of the team that we're talking about, but you don't want to put the cart before the horse, as they say.
Who are they?
A lot of people say that.
Jason in Westchester. What's going on, Jason?
Guys, what's going on? I'm watching the game last night. Gio, similar to what you said, McBride hits the shot. I'm getting ready for work, which I'm coming home from right now. Hits the shot. They're up 5. I'm like, LJ, Camby, John Starks, Sprewell. I'm like, man, they're going to the second round. I'm 41 years old. This is bringing me right back to, late 90s. It was such a good feeling. And then the four-point play, and when Maxey hit the half-court shot, I got in my car to drive to work. I didn't even put the game on. I'm, half an hour into my drive. I checked the Score mobile app. I'm like, oh, my God, this is crazy. Couldn't believe it. I didn't know what to think from the nostalgia of having such that good feeling. Seeing all those 90s players being, it's only the first round, but it just brought me back. There hasn't been a moment like that.
Even last year, Jason, you're right, and we're the same age at 41. Even last year, as fun as it was when they beat the Cavaliers and then played Miami to six and then ultimately losing. But this year feels even more special. There's more guys returning. You know, Patrick Ewing getting the standing ovation. I know we are not big Carmelo guys, but he was there as well. And all those, you know, Camby and Sprewell, as Jason mentioned. So, yeah, I mean, it was all right there.
You know what reminded me of?
Let me think.
The Reggie Miller 90s.
Oh, well, yeah.
But it also reminded me of, like, you know, what's his name? Charles Smith missing a finger roll.
Okay, you know what happened in that Reggie Miller choke series?
What?
The Knicks came back and won in six.
I know, that's what I'm saying.
Okay, so if it reminds you of that, then let's go.
That's what last night's game felt like.
And that's what I always do, is what you're doing, and I'm refusing to do it this time. I'm just not doing it. We all know how bad the Knicks have been, and then when they were good, the crushing defeats, we all know. We all have all been through it. But this is a different time. This is a different team. And, oh, by the way, they stole one themselves in this series they probably shouldn't have won.
Yeah, so the teams are closely matched, and the fact that Embiid is probably 75% helps.
Yeah, I mean, 75 is being generous. Rich in Austin, what's going on, Rich?
What's going on, Boomer and Gio?
Hey, man.
All right, Richie, what's happening, brother?
That's one of the most heartbreaking losses I've ever seen. I just want to vent a little bit. I still don't know what the Knicks were planning to do. You cannot let Maxey get that good of a look to tie the game.
40 feet.
I mean, that's a good look, you think?
For an NBA shooter, Gio?
Yeah, I know it's different in the Steph Curry era, but if you would have, you're telling me, I mean, we know the outcome now, but if you would have stopped the game right there and said, okay, Tyrese Maxey is going to be shooting a 38 to 40 foot three-pointer to tie the game, you telling me you wouldn't have taken that right then?
Gio, you cannot give that guy a look. You have to foul that guy. What is Mitchell Robinson doing? He's just like he looks like a hunchback of Notre Dame.
Yeah, well, I'll tell you what he's doing. He's trying not to have another 4-point play like he just did.
Yeah.
Yeah, but you foul him. You don't let him shoot.
Yeah, I mean,
you don't let him shoot. But having said that, I feel confident about this Knicks team. The Knicks have to win in Philadelphia. They have to win. It's a must-win game. This cannot go seven. This cannot come back to the Garden. You have to win this game. When Philly escaped or when the Knicks escaped game two and Philly choked it, they came back and it was their strongest performance of the series. And that's what the Knicks have to do. So I align with your thinking. I think the Knicks are going to be focused. I think you're going to get a full effort out of them. And I think the Knicks win in six.
Yeah, but there you go.
Well, the one thing is I'm never going to question the effort of this team. Ever. Especially with three guys playing 50 or more minutes. Yeah, but the effort's there. You know, whether or not, you know. Even Embiid there late in the game, you know, throwing the ball away and looking like he was disinterested and didn't want to. He had a couple open shots he didn't even want to attempt.
Yeah. I mean, that was the point earlier. He was done. He was dead. And it was like he was the personification of the Sixers in this series. They were just done. And then Maxey brought him back to life. I mean, here's another way if you want to go glass half full. I mean, the Knicks should have won this series in five. It took a miracle for them to lose this game. I mean, like, that's how in control they've been. Like, they should have won in five, and it took a miracle for them to lose the game. So they're better, and they have been in control. They'll remain in control.
And by the way, I'm positive about them. I keep telling you about the efforts there, and this is one of the reasons why you want to watch the team. I know a lot of people that I have spoken to over the last 3 months about the Knicks, and I've tried to convince them that this is a team that you can buy into because of the effort, and I'm not backing away from that at all. The effort's there. The defense is there. They had them under 100 points again, and they had the game won. But you don't win the game until there's nothing but zeros on the clock.
That's right. I've heard that.
Just want to make sure you know that. And I'm just, you just stop like saying they're going to do something that we hope they're going to do, and we believe they're going to do, but we don't have to verbalize it.
Touch the cup, touch the cup, touch the cup.
As you've been doing.
I'm going to verbalize it. because I can't win in these situations. If I were negative and saying, I don't know if they're going to win.
I'm not saying
if
you're negative. I'm just saying you're being, you love your team. You love the fact that they have effort. You feel good about the way that they've bounced back from losses all during the year. That's exactly what you should be saying. And you are kind of saying that, but you're also going, oh, there's a good chance that they could blow these guys out.
That's not what I said. There's a better chance.
You use
there's
the words.
There's a better chance.
Better chance of
blowout.
That
they blow them out than lose the game. That is what I said.
You think there's a better chance
that the Knicks blow out the Sixers than they lose the game. Yes. That's the way I feel.
You know, the thing about it is that at 9 o'clock start, I mean, I couldn't sleep last night.
Yeah. I mean, that's. And then we got Boomer and Geo live on Friday. You got the bike tour on Sunday. I got a long night on Saturday. We are going to be running on fumes,
You're
baby.
You're golfing Friday, right?
No. Nap situation. Have to. With everything that's going on, have to. So now,
it's too bad that game's not Friday night because then we could have had CeeLo in the ball hammock underwear.
He's still going to do it. I think he's desperate for whatever reason to go out in his ball hammock underwear at some point. I don't know why.
I'm singing a song that maybe I could use the dancer.
Yeah.
Maybe.
That'd be great.
Because it's about that.
The song is about that, yeah.
I feel like CeeLo did not, we spent 12 hours together the other day. He did not tell me this, but this is my own opinion. I believe that CeeLo is trying to shake the boring stigma on him with the new program director in place, and he wants to make a first impression, like, "Hey, man, I'm part of the team. I'm down. In. I'm not the boring guy that Spike probably said that I was."
And yeah, and I saw him and Ryan the other day. You know, slurp spot.
Oh wow, that bad, huh?
Man, he was chumming it up, huh?
Wow, it wasn't even a suck up spot. You're going slurp spot.
Yep.
Wow. Okay. Well, good for him. You know, he's got to do what he's got to do.
Got a family to feed.
Damn right. All right, Boomer and Geo on the Fan and CBS Sports Network.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
It's the Morning Show with Boomer and Geo.
Hi, Boomer and Geo on the Fan and CBS Sports Network. These are highlights that we have to play, lowlights we have to play. If you missed it, you probably want to hear how it went. If you saw it, you probably don't want to relive it, but it's important. It's important to feel the feels today to be able to bounce back on Thursday down in Philadelphia. Jerry Recco is back with us. What's up, Jerry?
We are brought to you by The Farmer's Dog, fresh human-grade dog food delivered right to your door, and by Town Fair Tire. Nobody beats Town Fair Tire. Nobody. So last hour, Mike Breen and Clyde on MSG. This hour, we get the great Iron Eagle on TNT. This was the maxi three in the foul, and that will be followed by the long three to tie and the miss at the end.
They're just trying to get to the finish line and wrap up this series. Maxi floats it up and in, plus the foul.
And he would connect on the free throw, four-point play. This was all with the Knicks up six, and it is one hell of a play by Maxi there and a bad foul by Mitchell Robinson. Then the other way, after a 1-of-2 from Josh Hart. The Sixers had a chance.
Tennessee in game five. Maxey fires. He's got it. Tie game. 8.1 to play. 41 for Maxey. 3 seconds left. Brunson, 2 seconds. Brunson at the horn. It's blocked. Overtime at the Garden.
Again, Ian Eagle on TNT. Then in overtime, the Knicks jump out to a 5-point lead, 102-97.
You know what? Here's the thing why I would call it. It's the only reason I would call timeout there. At that moment, with 8 seconds to go, get the ball at half court, I put DiVincenzo on the court.
Yeah,
I would have him out there just in case, you know, and say, okay, Jalen, you want to take it. But if you kick it out to somebody, DiVincenzo could be there, and he could win it with a three-pointer, you know, an open shot or something, because you know that they're going to double Jalen Brunson, they're going to make it difficult on him.
Yeah, that wasn't a second guess for me. Breen said it himself. You know, Knicks still have a timeout. I would have liked for them to call it there just because it felt like everything was slipping out of their fingers at that point. The momentum
I would have
changed.
Liked, like I said, I like would have liked to have seen DiVincenzo right out there, put another shooter out there.
But just from a standpoint of like, all right, let's chill out. We still got this. We could still win this game. We've got the ball. But then again, if Jalen Brunson goes down and scores in that situation, we would sit here and applaud Tom Thibodeau for letting his superstar do what he does.
Right. So. The other thing, too, is that, you know, if they just make the free throws, if Josh Hart makes, you know, the front end of that free throw pair, the game's over.
Yeah. Yeah.
I mean, he almost missed the basket.
Not the way you do it.
No. But the last two games, I don't know, what has happened to his shooting touch?
Don't know. Getting tight, getting tired. I don't know. I have no idea. But you said it. I mean, when you struggle like that, you just got to get in the gym, Boomer.
You got to just keep shooting.
Get
just
in the
keep
gym.
Shooting until you get it right, until it feels good again.
112-106, the finals. They'll head to Philly for Game 6 on Thursday. By the way, the tickets quite more expensive than last time they were in Philly.
Mm.
Looking on the secondary market. Here was OG Anunoby. So up 3. With Philly coming up the floor, Maxey hits that 35-footer. He was asked about, did you guys think about fouling in that spot?
Yeah, we talked about it, but it happens so fast. But yeah, it was sad.
It was said, not sad.
Oh.
Here was, that's what I thought first, too. Here was Brunson says, that's actually my fault.
We just got to be on the same page, all five of us. I think some of us thought that that we were going to foul, we weren't. But that's on me, and I got to be ready to communicate things like that on the court. And so, I got to do a better job of leading.
Here was Maxey on the 4-point play.
We knew we had to get some threes up. I mean, I just tried to get to a spot and raise and shoot. Thankfully, he jumped, and I didn't get my feet set like right away to shoot it. So I was able to just kind of lean in and make a shot.
And he is Mitchell Robinson, as you know. Maxey had 46, including those last 7 in the final 25 seconds. Joel Embiid, 19 points, 16 rebounds, 10 assists, 4 block shots. He heard it and heard it all night long. So how was it dealing with the hostile crowd?
It's not hostile. I mean, I love New York. New York is, you know, my favorite city in the world. I have a place here for the past 5 years. So, I just love New York.
And if you had a tough time hearing that, he said, New York is my favorite city in the world, and I've had a place here for the last 5 years. I didn't expect that.
He said a lot of things. He enjoyed being the villain.
When you play against a team, you know, they're always going to pick that guy and, you know, listen to it. I think it's just fun. I love it. If I got to be the punching bag. And
he's got to be the punching bag. And then here he goes, props to the Knicks fans.
As long as you keep your basketball, man, they've been doing a great job. You know, just supporting the team, that'd be amazing. You can see, I mean, that's why, that the Knicks, they get hyped up about everything, and they've been doing a fantastic job.
That's why everyone's wanted to come play here.
Yeah, I mean, it really is amazing that he said that he was so bummed out about the Sixers fans giving their tickets away to Knicks fans when they're a so-called good sports town, and then he sit here, you know, tongue bathes the Knicks fan. I mean, it's strange. Really strange, especially because he's been the villain. But hey, it's good to hear. Respect to the Knicks fans.
Meantime, it is starting. Get ready, because it's happening. Now, I don't know if it will happen, but we kind of touched on it yesterday.
Kevin Durant is the type of guy you can drop, right? You could drop into New York.
Yeah.
He wouldn't disrupt Jalen at all. He'd give you 25 to 30 points a night, and Jalen would be the leader.
That's Chris Broussard on FS1 yesterday.
Mm.
So get ready, Booms. KD to NYK at MSG.
No, I take Devin Booker.
Well, I don't know. It sounded like maybe Kevin Durant, maybe.
Everybody's screaming about Phoenix because they're all pointing fingers at each other now.
Yep, they got to blow that thing up.
So, in other words, these guys are not getting along. So, who is going to be able to get out of there first?
Well, Durant, he's gotten out of everywhere. So, he's probably the favorite.
I know. You know what the thing is that, I don't know, man.
Well, we'll see when the time comes. You got time to formulate an opinion on it. Maybe you'll love KD at that point.
I think Knicks should sign him only if he tears his Achilles in the offseason. Then they should go and get him.
Pay him not to play.
Yeah.
Yeah, yes. I've heard that's happened before. Yeah. The Cavaliers beat the Magic 104-103. Cleveland takes a 3-2 series lead, and the Bucks stay alive, beating the Pacers 115-92. Indiana still up 3-2 and going home 4-6 there. We didn't get to the Islanders last hour, so I'll give you a couple minutes on them. They were tied with the Hurricanes in the third period and then found themselves trailing.
This one bounced and they score! It came right to Drury. Short side on Varlamov. 4:36 into the third. Carolina back on top.
And so that was unfortunate. They find themselves a goal down. Brendan Burke with the call on TNT.
I mean, Pageau's right there to clear it, and it hits off somebody, and it goes right to Drury. And then the next goal, 7 seconds later, was crazy.
Oh, they score again! Stephen Nason!
Talk about luck. My goodness. That's just unbelievable.
That sucks when it hits the boards like that and ricochets out in front of the net. So I guess that was actually MSG Plus because that was Butch Goring there with Brendan Burke.
Yeah, it was... I mean, they fought hard, man. They had a 3-3, and at that point, anything can happen in the game.
Yeah, and it did.
Yeah,
two goals in 7 seconds.
The wrong way.
And that's twice that's happened to the Islanders in Carolina.
The other one was 2 and 8 seconds, I think, right?
Yes.
So they lose 6-3. They get eliminated in 5 games. Patrick Waugh says those two goals, it is a crazy sequence.
That was the turning point in the game. A couple bouncing pucks straight on their stick, and they scored, and then hit the glass and came back right in front of the net.
As we just witnessed on CBS Sports.
The Rangers were watching that.
Yeah, Rangers, Hurricanes in the next series. And the Maple Leafs were thought to be dead, and yet they stayed alive.
Tavares down the right wing, trying to barge to the front of the goal. He does! They score! They score! The Leafs have won the game! Nice! Jumping it in as Tavares one-handed in front. The Leafs are coming home, and they've won game 5 by a score of 2-1. Holy mackerel, what a play!
And that was Maple Leafs Radio with the call. Matthew Nyes, the game winner in overtime, 2-1 the final score. Toronto's still down 3-2 there. The Predators beat the Canucks 2-1. They're down 3-2, and the Avalanche close out the Jets winning 6-3. They take it in 5 games. The baseball story now. Mets beat the Cubs 4-2. DJ Stewart tie-breaking three-run homer in the 6th. Carlos Mendoza, way to go, DJ.
He got a pitch today and put a good swing on it, and that was a huge hit, obviously. But yeah, his ability to change the outcome with one swing. So good to see it. Got a start today in the outfield, and it was good to see him with a big blast.
Mets moving to 15-14 on the season. Francisco Lindor singled and scored on a Pete Alonso sack fly early in this game. Jose Buto and Shota Imanaga go tonight on WCBS 880. As for the Yankees, things did not go their way once again in Baltimore.
The pitch bounced on the ground, right side, diving stop Torres, flips around, throws to first, not in time. Run scores from third, up to second is Couser. Orioles are ahead 3-1 as Henderson beats it out.
And that was Justin. Yes, not going well. Justin Shackle with the call on the fan with Susan. 4-2, the O's beat the Yanks. That was the Gunnar Henderson infield RBI single. Dean Kramer, 7 innings for the win. Home runs and the loss for Austin Wells and Juan Soto. Luis Gil to start tonight. In Arizona, they had a delay. It wasn't a rain delay, wasn't a snow delay, wasn't a fog delay. It was a what they call bee delay.
Due to a bee colony forming on the protective netting behind home plate, we ask that you please be patient.
And so that was the PA announcer in Arizona. Almost 2 hours, maybe even a little more than 2 hours, they had a call in this guy to come clear it out.
Look at that.
Yes.
Is that unbelievable?
Yeah, and this guy was awesome. So he was getting a standing ovation. He loved it, and then they allowed him to throw out the first pitch, which was great. I mean, this is, you want to talk about having the night of your life. He probably had no clue
right.
that this was going to, well, he didn't have any clue this was going to happen. He gets called in, and now he's a hero.
He is a hero. And then Christian Walker was the hero of the night. The Dodgers took the lead in the top of the 10th, in the bottom of the 10th.
Christian Walker, goodbye, Arizona.
Woo!
The first career walk-off home run for Christian Walker. His first multi-homer game this year, and the Diamondbacks walk off the Dodgers.
So after a very lengthy two-hour B delay, they go 10, and they wind up beating the Dodgers by the score of 4-3, so that was kind of cool.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify is got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Baseball is in full swing. NBA playoffs are heating up, and your NFL team is gearing up for training camp. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
It's the Morning Show with Boomer and Geo.
Jenna, Jenna, who can I turn to? Hi, Boomer and Geo on the Fan and CBS Sports Network. Listening to Al and Jerry this morning talking about the Knicks game, and Al said that he felt like we were denied the excitement of the Knicks fans leaving the Garden last night and celebrating a series win over the Sixers, and kind of hopes it goes to Game 7, so if the Knicks win there, that can happen. But I will assure you.
You know what I would have done?
Well, hold on. One second. I will assure you that if they win Thursday night Game 6,
right,
Knicks fans will leave their apartments. They will go out into the streets. They will celebrate. They won't be leaving right in the Garden and being right there, but they will celebrate for sure. They will be outside. There will be videos. There will be bing bong. There will be we here. There will be we outside. There will be everything, even though that game is played on the road.
I would have sent those Knicks fans right up to Columbia. Go right up there, guys. We'll have some fun.
Oh, my God. What a mess. What a mess.
Let me see these people. Have you seen some of these mugshots?
I mean,
they can't beat. They can. I mean, I'm sure there are some students, but I mean, my God, it is just. And who do you feel bad for? Because they're playing a game with the NYPD, and the NYPD have got to go in there and they got to clean it up, and they got to go in there and do things that, you know, they never thought of in their wildest dreams they would ever have to deal with.
Right, and then that woman holding a press conference going, "We need some water and food in here."
Man, I'm telling you, man,
what?
She needs to be steamrolled.
And
she's talking probably about gluten-free pizza.
They're talking about canceling graduation.
Again, yeah. I mean, like, so this is also the group that probably had their high school graduations canceled because they came out of the pandemic. And they weren't allowed to, you know, get closely associated with anybody. Meanwhile, when you do have, I guess, protests like this, it doesn't matter whether or not you're passing around viruses or not.
I don't know who the person was
or anything else. Snapperheads.
I don't know who the person was that was asking the questions to that woman about the food, but whoever that person was great because they're going. So, but you put yourselves in this situation willingly. Why should people now deliver you food and water? You made this choice to occupy this building in the way that you did. Now you want people to provide you food and water?
Didn't you say something like, because we're students at Columbia and they have to take care of the students? Say, shut up.
Shut up already.
She said, well, we bought a food plan as part of our...
Yeah, right. Yeah. Unbelievable.
No, she should be kicked right out of that school immediately, if in fact she's in that school. I guess she is. I'm not really sure, but
do you want your students to die? Die of dehydration? What is going on? Anyway, all right, let's get back to Knicks and your Knicks calls at 877-337-6666. Taylor is in the city. What's going on, Taylor?
That old school hockey head that called up about going low through the Embiid screen got me real fired up. Thinking, since Achiuwa isn't getting any run anyway, call him off the bench first quarter, kamikaze mission, blow through a screen, knock out the biggest knee brace in the world, get tossed, go down in Knicks history.
Yeah, you know what? Okay, there's other guys that could do that on the bench. You might actually need Precious at some point in the series. But, yeah, I don't know why I answered that question seriously. I have no idea why, but I just did.
Taylor's been sitting on that for about 30 minutes.
Yeah, he has. I mean, this has every game has been dirty in some way, physical in some way.
You know who's been a little bit annoying for the Sixers? That he doesn't really get talked about all that much is Tobias Harris.
Yeah.
The kid from Long Island.
Of course, yeah.
He's making some key three-pointers for them, some key rebounds for them.
Well, he was the one who was fouled in overtime, too, and he drained those two foul shots put him up five.
Yeah, like it was nothing.
Yeah. Yep. Mm-hmm. Well, they've been around a long time.
And the Knicks have gotten to the foul line late in these games, like,
yeah. I mean, how about Embiid, too? Like, I'm sure that Jalen Brunson was doing a little bit of embellishment after he got hit in the face, but it's like he can't help himself, Embiid.
Dude, did you see size of his hand?
Yeah.
There's no embellishment by Jalen Brunson. Yeah, I mean, slapped him in the head.
I know he did slap him in the head, but I think
look at the size of his hand.
I think what Jalen Brunson did, if there was or wasn't, I'm all about it because, I mean, I think him going to the ground in the way that he did got them to look at it again.
There were a couple challenge sequences there that the Knicks missed, or they did win a challenge, but they ended up losing the challenge. I swear to God, the NBA rules are nuts. With how much time's on the shot clock, when the ball goes out of bounds, or somebody, I mean, I don't even know what they are.
Well, I mean, the challenge stuff, to me, I actually like it because there are so many horrendous calls that if you have that late in a game and you want to challenge that, I do like that. But there's just so many stoppages. You add that to a game, it's filled with stoppages. It can be very, very frustrating.
And you take one of those challenges, it acts as like a timeout. And if a team is on a run or something, it's a way for these coaches to use one of these challenges to try to stop the momentum. But and it could happen for Tibbs, too. I mean, he could use it as well. But
they still like to – they do like to hold on to him for real reasons.
I'm sitting here saying, you know, why don't we take a timeout with 8 seconds to go? And I'm also arguing about just how these games in the last 3 minutes are stop, start, stop, start, stop, start.
Matt in Manhattan. What's going on, Matt?
Hey, guys. Good morning. How are you?
All right, Matty. What's happening?
Well, guys, I could be better. So I was at the game last night. I had great seats. I was about the second row from the hardwood floor, and I was next to the Sixers bench. So I was sitting next to Joel Embiid. And, you know, I believe in momentum shifts. And when Anobi had that breakaway dunk, you know, just seeing them hang their head and seeing them call timeout after McBride hit that, you know, that jumper, I thought we had it. They looked dead. And then all of a sudden, they're hyped, they're, you know, they're yelling, they're getting into it. And so I hate that
you know, the game ended the way it did, and that now they're going back to Philly, you know, with the momentum here.
Yeah, but, all right, you could look at it that way, Matt, but earlier I said, think about it this way. The Sixers needed a miracle from a star player in Tyrese Maxey to win this basketball game. The Knicks were about to win in five, and it took a Sixers miracle to extend it. And, I mean, you've watched this series. The Knicks are clearly the better team. You think that Joel Embiid all of a sudden in game six is going to get all his energy and his knees are going to be great, and in the fourth quarter he's going to be jumping around like he was when he was a rookie? Hell no. That's not going to happen.
Man, hearing you guys talk about it this morning definitely helped my mood 100% because you're right. It's been physical, and the Knicks battle, but they let the 76ers linger.
No, I know. I know, and missed foul shots and stupid fouls. And, yeah, I mean, it was a whole concoction of nonsense that led to this. But I just – and I do agree with Matt. They were done. And Embiid being – so Maxey, Embiid's generally their engine, and he wasn't. He was shot. And then Maxey turned into the engine, and he saved that team for at least a night. But you felt like, especially after the Deuce McBride jumper from Brunson, like that was it. Like they had it. Like I was in the second round already when he hit that shot, and I think the Knicks might have been too, and that's why things.
Well, I think we all felt that way, and then all of a sudden a sequence of events was just a 4-point play with Larry Johnson in the building.
Yeah.
I mean, come on.
I'll look at that.
And then a 38 to 40 foot three-pointer after that and a missed free throw by the Knicks led to all of this.
Yeah. Needs a miracle. The Sixers need miracles to beat the Knicks. They need miracles. They're not going to get another miracle.
Attaboy.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic? And conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
All-star closer Kenley Jansen, we have a question.
What's the best podcast of all time?
Baseball isn't boring, baby.
I'm Rob Bradford, and every single day I'm sitting down with the biggest names to show you this great game is the greatest game. It's my podcast. It's my passion. It's a cause I started more than 2 years ago and is now the most prolific national daily baseball pod there is. Another fact, so jump aboard the BIB Express. Follow and listen to Baseball Isn't Boring, presented by Wasabi Hot Cloud Storage on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.